Today's Tanya, the 10th day of Iyar, the 25th day of the Omer, is in the middle of Perek Mem Vav, of chapter 46, on Daf Samach Hei Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 242, and we're on the last line of the page. Until now, the Alter Rebbe had said that there is a way in which a person can serve God out of love that is available to all people, and it is very, very close and easy to come by, and that is the reciprocal love that every person responds with to when he is being loved, as, for example, a king who loves the simple, lowly person, with many details, as the Alter Rebbe explained it, as to how the great king reaches down to this lowliest of people, of persons, and is mekarev him and shows him affection and love and so on. How it's understood how intense the response love, the reciprocal love would be on the part of this lowly person towards the king. Bottom line of the page. Similar to all of these things that we described, and to this whole scenario in all of its details, and not only equal and similar, but much greater, infinitely greater, God does for us and shows us his love, and it's impossible not to respond with a reciprocal love. Because first of all, God is a king, but not an ordinary king. But he is a great king, as he said before in the Moshel, Melech Godel. Here he says that God is Godel, his greatness cannot be comprehended. And he fills all the worlds and surrounds all the worlds. He is a king not only over one world and its inhabitants, but over all the worlds. He fills them all and surrounds them all. And it is known from the Zehar and from the writings of the Arizal, the vast number of chambers and worlds that are beyond counting, and in each chamber or heichal of the countless of these worlds, there are countless thousands of angels that fill these worlds in Heichel. So the creatures are many and the worlds are many, and over all these worlds, God is the king. So the analogy is that the king is a Melech Godel Verav, as he said earlier. He is a great king, and he's a king over many lands. In the Nimshal, God is great beyond comprehension, and how many worlds is he king over? Also beyond counting. And as we find this in the Gemara asks, "Ksiv hayesh mispar ligdudov." In one pasuk it says, "Is there a number for his gedudim, for his ministering angels?" In other words, there is no number; it's beyond counting; it's infinite. And yet in another verse it says, Elef Alof and Yishim Shuni, that thousands of thousands serve him, serve angels, serve God, and thousands upon thousands stand before him. 10,000 times 10,000. So in one verse it says that there's no counting, there's no number for his hosts, for his angels. And in another verse it says that there are many, the numbers are great, but there is a number. Umishane, and the Gemara answers, Elef alofim, thousands upon thousands, or a thousand times thousand, angels, that's misper gedud, echad, that is the number of angels in one host, in one camp, Aval ligdudov, but to the camps themselves, ein mispar, there is no end, there's no number. So it's understood that there's no end to the number of angels either. Kulam kamei kalom mamish shive, and all of these angels, these infinite numbers of angels, all of them are as nothing before him, ubetelim b'metzias mamish, and they are completely non-existent. Kibitul dibur echad mamish. Like the word, the spoken word, is non-existent in its insignificance relative to the nefesh, to the soul that speaks it, particularly when the word is still within the thought, or within the will, or within the desire of the heart, as explained at length earlier, that one spoken word, while it is still in the soul, it is so absorbed and so lost in the higher levels of the soul, such as thought, or even higher, the feelings of the heart and the will, that there, although the word must exist, because eventually it will come into existence, but while it is there, it is so completely absorbed and so completely overwhelmed in its origin that it has, for all practical purposes, it has no existence. And the same is true with all these infinite worlds over which God is king, that they are all so subservient and so completely non-existent in his presence that it's as if they aren't. So that's how great God is. What a great king he is. Now, how does he show his affection to us? Kulam shayalim, and all of these angels in all of these worlds are ask aye mekem kevede, where is this the place of honor for God? Where is the place of his glory? In other words, they don't know where God is. They're asking, where is his place? The einim, and they are told, melei kol haaretz kevede, that his glory fills the earth. That his glory is on earth. And where on earth, heim Yisrael amei, on the Jewish people. On the Jews who are his people. What does that mean? Ki ini yachakadish baruch hu esel yeinu vesatachtainim, because God abandons the higher world and the lower worlds. He doesn't attach himself and identify himself with them. The lei bochar bekulam, he chooses none of them. Ki im bi Yisrael amei, he chooses only the people Israel, the Jews. Vahitziya mimitzrayim ervas ha'oretz, and he acts on this choice. He takes the Jews out of Mitzrayim, which was the lowest, the abomination of the world. Mokim hazu amavatumo, the place of unholiness and uncleanliness, and he does this lei al yedei malach v'lei al yedei etc., not through an angel, not through a messenger, and so on. El hakadosh baruch hu b'chvedei v'atzmei yorad l'sham, God himself, in his full glory, came down to that unholy place. As in the example, the king who goes from his high place of honor down to the filth in which the lowly person finds himself, Kamesha Kosov, as it says concerning God, Va'edet La'atzilei, that I went down to save them, to save the Jewish people. God says, I went down myself. Kidei, why does he have to come himself? L'karvam Elov B'kiru V'yichud Amiti, in order to make them feel close to him, with a true closeness and oneness. V'iskashus HaNefesh Mamosh, to an attachment of the soul. V'bechinas Nishikim Pel Lepem, on the level of nishikin of the kiss, that is mouth to mouth, l'dabir dvar Hashem zu halacha, so that we can speak the words of God, which is halacha, v'zdabkus rucha berucha, and there is a so that there can be a cleaving, an attachment of spirit to spirit. Hi hasagas hateira v'yedias etzeini v'chachmosei, which comes about through the understanding of Torah and knowing God's will and God's wisdom. That's an intimate connection of spirit to spirit, the kulachad mamish, because God and his will and his wisdom are all one. So knowing Teva is knowing God intimately. Breath to breath. Gam, so that's on the level of Nishikin, of the kiss, which is breath to breath. In other words, an internal pnimizdika thing. Gam bebechinas chibuk, and also an attachment on the level of the embrace, which is a more external thing, which comes about hu kiyum hamitzvos ma'asiyos as a result of the performance of the active mitzvos. But amache vodim that are performed with the 248 limbs of the body. Because the 248 mitzvahs represent God's limbs, the limbs of the king, as explained earlier. So when the body, the human body, with its 248 parts, connects to the mitzvahs, which are also 248, which are God's limbs, so to speak, then there is an embrace an external embrace of the limbs of the body between God and the Jew. And there's an advantage to each of these means of closeness. There's an advantage to the inner connection of breath to breath or mouth to mouth, which is a pnimizdika connection, but not as strong as the external connection of chibuk, of the mitzvah that surrounds the person. As we learned earlier in Tanya, that there is an advantage to the study of Torah over the doing of mitzvahs, and there's an advantage to doing the mitzvahs over the study of Torah. So the study of Torah generally is described as mouth-to-mouth, the closeness and the affection that is expressed through kissing, and the doing of the mitzvahs is called chibuk, the embrace, which is more of an external thing, but is a stronger and more powerful connection. And generally, the limbs are divided into three categories. The right side, the left side, and the middle, which reflect the three attributes. And the body is created to match the attributes. The attributes are chesed, din, rachamim, or chesed, gvura, teferes. Kindness, severity, and compassion, which are trein, drein, vegufo, so the right, left, and center are the two arms and the body, etc. So that in an embrace, in the chibuk, the embrace, there is the right arm and the left arm and the body that embraces the person from three sides. And that's the affection that is expressed when God makes his mitzvahs available, so that his mitzvahs embrace us, and therefore we respond with an equally intense embrace of godliness. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 10th day of Iyar, the 25th day of the Emet, the Rebbe brings a minhag, that our minhag is to dip the bread of Meitzi three times into salt, and not to sprinkle salt over the bread. Then the Rebbe says that the second day of Shavuos in the year Tafresh Chaf Aleph, which in English was the year 1861, the Tzemach Tzedek said as follows, that on the second day of Shavuos in the year Tav Kuf Nun He, which in the English was 1795, my grandfather, meaning the Alter Rebbe, said as follows, that at the Yom Tov Suda of the second day of Shavuos in 1768, Tav Kuf Chof Ches, in 1768, my master and teacher, which is the Mezitcha Magid, said as follows, that the Pasuk says, Usfartem Lochem, concerning Svira, it says, Usfartem Lochem, you should count for you. Usfartem, the word Usfartem comes, means not only counting, it also means brightness. and light, brilliance and brightness. Usfartem lachem means that the lachem, yourselves, should become brilliant and bright. Tzemach Tzedek went on to say that the Alter Rebbe, his grandfather, put his head down on his arms, and he sang the song, the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, that contains the four parts, the famous Alter Rebbe's Nigun. And afterwards, he raised his holy head, and he said in the famous Nigun, that the Alter Rebbe always spoke with a Nigun. So he said in the Nigun of a question, he said, and with what does the Lachem become bright? And he immediately answered his own question, and he said, in the tune of an answer, he said, Besheva Shaboseis Tmimis, that it comes through seven complete Shabosim, which means by making complete, by elevating the seven emotions, because every Midah is made up of seven, contains the other seven. So you have seven times seven, and the seven midas themselves, that they should be like seven Shabbosim, because Shabbos doesn't need to be elevated. It's a state of holiness that needs no refining.